Good evening, everybody. And I thank God for this wonderful opportunity that God has given me to be able to join with you. And especially, I would like to thank Pastor Jean and Nancy and Sharon and Ken for their prayers and help in every way so that me and Arna could make our way to join the team. Actually, on Friday night, we got our visa and passports into our hands. Until Friday night, we never knew whether we are coming or not. But I thank you for all your prayers that has moved the passport officers to send my passport and visa so that we were able to come here. And I'm so glad. It's not like a pilgrimage trip, but it's like a holy family. We are moving all these places. And my heart and my wife's heart is overwhelmed and excited to see all these places. As you heard that, I came from India, and India itself is an ancient country. It has existed since Old Testament, from the time of Solomon, even before the Solomon also. The Bible says Solomon has brought tons of gold from India to build the temple and do all the things. And the disciples of Jesus Christ, St. Thomas and others, came to India. And they did the ministry. Thus the Church of India started in India. And some of the churches like these in India, built by Thomas, still existing in India. And there are many manuscripts which really we can believe all these things. And all these places which we have been seeing since yesterday, really not new to me. Because we have many castles and ancient buildings, ancient history within our land. But what really excited my heart to walk in the footsteps of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that really has blessed our hearts ever since we landed on this holy land. And that what really made a special event in our lives to move in this land. Therefore, our hearts are really, I don't have much language to say my gratitude to the Lord, because our hearts are filled with great joy and thanksgiving to the Lord to walk in the footsteps of our Lord Jesus Christ in this land. And since 20 years, Pastor Jean, I have met Jean 20 years back, and since 20 years I was hooked up with him, and he's dragging me to all over the world. He has taken me to the Australia and African countries, even to the Papua New Guinea, and to his homeland America, now to Israel. Therefore, I would like to thank God for a wonderful friend in the ministry, which has God has given me. And through him, God is able to bless me and use me in a phenomenal way, so that we can praise God together. As we stand on the Mount of Tabor and what we call the Transfiguration, I would like to read the portion from the Bible. Mark's Gospel 9th chapter, if you have the Bible, so you can open up, or you can just closer listen to my words reading. Verses from 1 to 8 I'm going to read. And Jesus was saying to them, "Truly, truly, I say unto you, there are some of those who are standing here who will not taste the death until they see the kingdom of God after it has come with power." 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John and brought them up on a high mountain by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. And his garments became radiant and exceedingly white, as no lander on earth can whiten them. Elijah appeared unto them along with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us make 3 tabernacles, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah." And he did not know what he answered, for they became terrified. Then a cloud formed overshadowing them, and a voice came out of the clouds, "This is my beloved son, listen to him." All at once they looked around and saw no one with them anymore except Jesus alone. This is the portion where Jesus has taken three of his beloved disciples among the 12, Peter, James and John. I do not know if they are strong, because they are strong enough to climb this very high mountain, I think. And we have the air-conditioned buses and the small vans, but in those days they had nothing. Just they have to climb on foot and come on top of this high mountain Tabor. And he was transfigured before them, the Bible says. And many of the theologians or the Bible commentaries says it happened during the night time. I do not know how far it is true. It happened in the night, because always Jesus goes into the mountains during the night times to spend time with his Father. Therefore, it may be night time that he came to this Mount Tabor to spend time with the Heavenly Father in prayer. During that time, it must have been happened, the transfiguration. Because it was night, they were rosy, they were sleeping, all the disciples. And all of a sudden, they might have rose and saw the glory of Jesus Christ. But I do not know whether it is day or night. Whatever it may be, the Bible says the Mount of Transfiguration has a lot in relation to us. Mark chapter 9th verse, 1st verse, it says, Jesus was saying to them, truly I say unto you, there are some of those who are standing, maybe we are sitting here, some of those who are sitting here, who will not taste the death until they see the kingdom of God after it has come with power. After saying these words, just after 6 days, he has taken these dear disciples onto this mountain to show them the power of the kingdom of God, the glory of the kingdom of God. And this is very important in our lives also, to see the power of the kingdom with our own eyes. I do not know how soon it will be the return of our Lord Jesus Christ, the rapture. It may be true, some of us may not see the death before it returns. But it should be very relevant in our lives. We should be ready to see the glory of that kingdom. I am from India, and Jamie and the team came from Australia. And I think I met one sister from China also. And the rest of the team is from America. Wherever we come from, if the rapture takes place, if the Lord is going to return soon, are we ready to see that glory? Because the disciples, three of the disciples, were able to see the glory, glorified Jesus on this very mountain where we are sitting and standing here. But the word is cautioning us and preparing us. We should be ready to see the glory of the kingdom of God. I don't think, because whenever Gene comes, in the last year, he was teaching from the book of Amos, and he was teaching about the return of the Lord, how soon it is going to be just in front of our eyes. If it is going to be in our generation, are we ready spiritually? Are we ready with our families, with our wife, husband, and our children, with our community? Are we ready to see the glory of the Lord in our lives? That's what the Jesus is telling to the disciples. You will not see the death until you see the kingdom of God will come with the power. We all are expecting our Lord Jesus Christ to return back with his glory and the power. That is the hope of our Christian life. Therefore, having this expectation in our lives, we need to lead our lives acceptable unto the Lord, so that we may participate in the glory to come in our lives. Therefore, if it happens before I die, if it happens, the rapture, the coming of the glory of the kingdom of God, before you die and I die, I should be ready to taste the glory of God, to see the glory of the kingdom of God. That's what the Jesus is telling in the first verse. After saying these words, after 6 days later, he took the Peter, James and the John and brought them upon the high mountain. And I'm so happy. We all are really thrilled to come to this high mountain where really Jesus stood and prayed, very literally. High mountain by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. Out of the 12, Jesus selected only 3, Peter, James and John. And I am not the John. That should be the different John, okay? And a thought has gone in my mind, why 3, not 12? Because there are 12 disciples, why couldn't he bring all the 12 disciples? Why did he bring only 3 disciples? If we read the Gospels, we know many times he has selected 3 to the important places wherever he has gone. When he was raising the dead child, just he allowed the 3 people only, 3 disciples only into that room. Before them, he rose that girl into the life. So, three disciples were very important to Jesus Christ. On this very mountain Tabor also, before his transfiguration, he allowed and called these 3 disciples, not all the team of the 12 disciples. Because after the Jesus is gone, the whole burden of the ministry of the early church was rested upon these 3 disciples. If you read the early church history, Peter was the main figure, main character. And John and the James were the very important people through whom God has worked miracles in the very early church. Because they were so strengthened, they were so anointed, they were so powerful in the founding of the early church. That's why I think Jesus has brought these 3 disciples upon to this mountain Tabor to see his glory during that transfiguration time. And I believe that after we are gone from this place, I want to be one among the 3 disciples. Because I know that God is looking somebody like Peter. God is looking somebody like James and John, upon whom he can put the burden of your state or the county or the area, colony, where you are coming from. Once you see the glory of Jesus Christ transfigured, you need to go back and testify the Lord Jesus Christ in our country. Especially it is so important for me, as I come from the heathen country India, I need to go back and testify my people back in town, back in my country, the glory of Jesus Christ upon the Tabor, the glory of the miracles that he was teaching on the Mount of the Beatitudes, and all the things what we have been seeing since morning. This is so important. I strongly, it is my will and desire, I want to be among the 3 disciples, to work for his glory, to take his love, to take his gospel, to take the news of the kingdom to the people back in my town and the county and the country. It may be you, God is wanting to put the burden of the ministry upon you. There are many men and women and the youngsters here. I do not know why God has brought us as a team to this holy land. After we go back, I pray that we should never return back as we came here. Let us go with a richness of the blessings. Let us go with a burden. Let us go with the responsibility of the kingdom of God, because we have been seeing the glory of our Lord in this land, and let us testify this land, this glory, to the people who are living in our countries, in our area. And Peter, all of a sudden Peter was awoke and he was telling that, Lord, I will make a tabernacle for you, one for Moses and one for Elijah, he said. But Jesus never allowed Peter to make the tabernacles, because it was not the intention of the Jesus to stay in that glory only. You see the glory, but don't live in the same glory, means in the same place. But you take the glory with you and go and live among the people who needs to see the glory. Peter's desire is, let us live on the Mount of Tabor only. They had a chapel for the Peter, for Elijah, and one for Moses also. It was beautiful. But it was not the will of Jesus Christ to make the tabernacles and live there. Nowadays, I have come to US and I have seen very huge, beautiful churches. And in my country also, British people came and built very big churches. We do have very huge churches in India also. But it is not, the church life is good. But Christians should not content to the church. We need to go out. That's what the will of Jesus Christ on the Mount of Tabor. Don't build the tabernacles on the Mount of Tabor. See the glory and go out and proclaim the glory among our people. Because we are on the Mount of the Tabor, but on the underneath of the mount, at the foot of the mount, there are people who are possessed with the evil spirits. There are people, sick people, hungry people, people going to the hell fire. Therefore, if you are going to stay in this glory and make the tabernacles and stay within our the four wall church, they are not going to hear the gospel of God. They are not going to see the glory of God. We are the people have seen the glory of Jesus Christ on this Mount Tabor. Therefore, we need to rush down and meet the people who are sick. Meet the people who are possessed with the devils. Meet the people who are rushing into the hellfire. Let us talk about the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us share the glory that we have seen on this top of the mountain and bring them into the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. As I told you, it was the 1993, I think I met for the first time Pastor Gene Cunningham when he came to India. I never knew him. I was translated, I was invited as a translator to translate Pastor Gene Cunningham's message into my own language. Because our people can never understand the English, we need a translator. I am the professional translator in my country. Once I saw him and he saw me, God hooked our hearts. Since 20 years we have been working together. And I see this man of God. For few years in Australia, Perth, he lived in a four-walled church, pastoring in the church. But afterwards, God pulled him out of the church and sending throughout the country, throughout the nations. He sent African nations, he sent to the Asian countries like India and Tibet and Nepal, Sri Lanka, and what all the other countries, and Papua New Guinea, and in many African countries. He is not living among the four-walled church. But God has called him. God is sending him throughout the world. That is why we are able to come together under his leadership. That's what Jesus is telling to Peter, James and John. We did not come to the Mount Tabor just to make the tabernacles and live here. But we need to see the glory and be filled with glory and go to our people as a transformed man. After seeing the transfiguration of Jesus Christ, this event should change our life, our attitude, our behavior, our conduct, our way of life, and go to the people and take the glory, take the gospel, take the word of peace to our people, those who are suffering without the gospel and the salvation. Therefore, Jesus never allowed Peter, James, and John to make the tabernacles and live in there. but they have seen the glory of Jesus Christ and went down and helped the people at the bottom of the mountain. What my thought to share all these things? The world is dying without Jesus Christ. In my country, India is the country upon the face of the earth. First in the population, China comes first, then comes the India. But in India, we have more than 1.3 billion people living in India, but hardly 3 to 4% are the Christians, and rest of the population is other religions who do not have the way of salvation, who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ and his salvation. Therefore, it is my prayer as I am going back to my country. Since 27 years I have been pastoring in India, but as I have come to this holy land, I want to go with as a transformed man, with a glory of Jesus Christ from the Mount Tabor and all these places what we are going to see in this week, and to be a living witness among my people in Indian people. I want you people also, when you go back, take the glory of Jesus Christ from this holy land and live among your people, among your church people, among your counties, as a living witness to Lord Jesus Christ. May the glory of transfigured Jesus Christ be filled in our hearts, and let us close our eyes. I would like to offer a word of prayer in closing. Lord, we thank you for this wonderful evening. Thank you, Lord, for this very place, Mount Tabor, the place where you have been transfigured before your disciples. Lord, it fills our hearts with your glory, with great spiritual excitement. Help us to be filled with your glory, so that we may walk down and fly back to our places with the same glory and the blessing and anointing in our lives, to share these living things to our people who do not know your salvation. Thank you for the wonderful team. Thank you for Pastor Gene and Nancy. Thank you for Ken and Sharon and all the people those are working in this team, Lord. Bless each and everybody and fill us with your glory as we are moving in our holy land, Lord. Bless our hearts and help us to go back richly blessed and filled with your riches. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.